This afternoon is in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening with a slight chance of snow showers. Tomorrow, cloudy, high in the upper 30s.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Fat Lady Cafe, lunch and dinner on the waterfront in Conneaugga Lake, New York, and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com.
Well, hello, everybody. It's been I guess it's only been a month, but my name's Steve Falwell here on the monthly first Saturday show known as the open mic to some or the open house to others, whatever you want to call it. But we're here to feature the local musicians of our listening region. And today we, for fun, I have one of our own WGFF hosts here, Kathy Geary, who will be sharing a few songs. And then for the second half, I will be playing myself, so you get a little music from the DJs today. And Kathy's right here. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Steve. Music from the DJs. Okay, we got a theme now, don't we? We got a theme.
Normally, we're known for spinning discs and whatnot and talking. But,
well, I'm pretty comfortable with talking, but
yeah.
Being able to come here on the radio and sing some songs for you is a whole new experience.
No problem.
I don't think I've ever really sung here on the radio.
Really?
In the 2 or 3 years that I've been broadcasting on the station.
Cool.
This will be the first time.
Yeah, and those of you who don't know, well, she was just on, but she hosts the Now and Then show, right?
I do host Now and
Then. Yeah. And, well, should we start with some music? Just jump right into it?
Oh, God, that's brutal.
Or
I'm ready.
You want to say anything before
I'm
we
ready.
Throw you to the lions?
Let me just tell you a little bit about what I wanted to sing for you today.
Okay.
You know, I do a song about legendary singer-songwriters, and it's been a really voyage of discovery for me to really delve down into the music that was so important to me when I was a young teenager and in my 20s. And I learned how to play the guitar when I was about 11 years old.
Cool.
And I just bugged my parents until they bought me a guitar as an Easter gift. I came out and it was on the piano bench.
Nice. Did you teach yourself?
Did you take lessons? Got a Beatles chord songbook, and I started playing Beatles songs.
Yeah.
But you know, I was never I never thought of myself as a guitarist because I pretty much have always been a rhythm guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
To accompany your voice.
To accompany my voice.
Because you're primarily a singer. Correct?
Well, you know, I've been a musician all my life.
Okay.
And so I like that
label. We studied piano, too.
Studied piano. Okay. In fact, I was playing classical piano when I started to play the guitar. One of my biggest inspirations and probably my favorite singer-songwriter is Joni Mitchell. There's something about the lyrics, the depth of the lyrics and the meaning of the lyrics for me has just been fascinating over a lifetime as I hear her songs and how that meaning changes for me over time. So not only did I learn a lot of Beatles songs, a lot of folk songs,
yeah.
But I learned a lot of Joni Mitchell songs.
Cool.
And one of the things about Joni Mitchell that was so unique is the way she tunes the guitar. She has an alternate tuning, and I'm going to play a couple songs today in kind of an open D tuning.
Nice.
I'm going to play two Joni Mitchell songs, and the first one, oh my friends, this first one is just for you, all of my listeners, and everybody here in the footprint of our WJFF radio station. This song was written by Joni Mitchell, and it's called You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio.
Thank you.
If you're driving into town with a dark cloud above you, darling, remember who's bound to love you. You turn me on. I'm a radio. I'm a country station. I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wildflower waving for you. Broadcasting tower waving for you. And I'm sending you out the signal here. I hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women. You get bored so quick. You don't like strong women. They're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line. You know I come when you whistle or when you're loving kind. But if you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then just tune me out. Cause honey, who needs a static? It hurts the head. You wind up cracking and the day goes dismal. From ballads and banjos to the sign of prayer, what a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with a dark cloud above you, darling, remember who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with your transistor going, kick off those sandflies, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station. The lines are open.
Nice. That was great.
Oh, that was nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking. That sounded great.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that
okay,
was awesome.
Okay, so you turned me on. I'm a radio.
Yeah.
Probably played that a little bit faster than I intended.
That's
to.
That's okay. I loved what you were doing, like switching from the high part of your voice to the, you know, that was really sweet.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't think so much about the singing. You know, I studied a lot of classical voice.
Yeah.
And I won't say that, you know, all the study with the opera stuff and the breath control, you know, it's kind of been integrated into the way I sing. I'm so grateful that I have always been a natural singer. And it's always given me such great satisfaction in my life.
Nice.
You know, it's,
yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
I think singing might be the most, well, playing any kind of music is powerful, but there's something about singing that is sort of at the kind of core root of music, I think. It's the first instrument, you know, other than the heartbeat, I'd say.
It's like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good to stay in touch with your breathing. It helps you.
Definitely.
Helps you calm down. You know, Joni Mitchell was so cutting edge in the way that she wrote her songs, and it always had, she was never a trained musician, and so the idea of a verse and a chorus and a 1-4-5-1 was something that she always wove so beautifully into her songs.
Mm.
And one of the songs she wrote, it's a very short song, is from her Turbulent Indigo album. Back in the late 90s, and it's called Sunny Sunday, and it's so many of her songs deal with love and romance, but this song is kind of a miniature portrait of a woman who I imagine lives in some kind of inner city urban situation and wants to leave. And it's kind of an atmospheric song. And the thing I love about this song is it's like, it's so much like a Schubert art song. And the thing that's brilliant about it is it doesn't, it's a through composed song. It's like a little miniature portrait. And it refers to a Tennessee Williams play. It talks about a character, Blanche DuBois. And the song is called Sunny Sunday by Joni Mitchell. She pulls the shade, it's just another sunny Sunday. She hides from the light like Blanche DuBois. Bright colors fade away on such a sunny Sunday. She waits for the night to fall, and she points a pistol through the door, and she aims at the streetlight while the freeway hisses. Dogs bark as the gun falls to she hits, that's the day she'll leave. That one little victory, that's all she needs. She pulls the shade, it's just another sunny Monday. She waits for the night to fall.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, sunny Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
So, you know, how many hundreds of songs have I learned, and how many of them do I remember? It's amazing in a lifetime. How many things flow through your hands and out the other side.
Yeah.
And I just kind of have to capture the ones that I can.
Have you been playing that song for a long time?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Now, we're going to return to a standard tuning. That's going to take me a second here.
Okay.
Steve's going to chat for
a minute. All right, I'll chat it up. So, yeah, what's happening besides that? You're doing some work in, can you talk in tune? Or is that, maybe I'll talk.
Yeah, you talk. You talk all tuned. Gratuitous tuning.
All right.
They'll hear the tuning in the background. They'll know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's good to be back on the show. I've been kind of on a hiatus for one reason or another. But Kathy actually bailed me out last month because we had the fun drive. And so... We didn't actually have the show, and then she volunteered, if you listeners were listening, when it was the second Saturday of the month, we had the open mic during Kathy's show. So this was kind of where we came up with this idea.
Yeah.
So everything worked out.
At the end of the
last
show, Steve said, yeah, you and me, let's split the next
one. Yeah, this one, you know, we'll feature ourselves for the fun of it, and because I don't always get to do that.
So
since
I'm really
we're
comfortable here in the studio with my friend Steve.
Yeah.
We've
been crossing paths for a few years.
There's so much art and music here in
our
local community. We're so blessed. It's lucky.
It's pretty wide range. I think of it like a regional scene. You know, I think there's a lot of creative people out there, but it's just spread amongst all the rivers and lakes and mountains and stuff. So we just got to find each other and make it happen.
He's waxing rhapsodic here on us. The rivers and the mountains and the lake.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know what?
We're going into Pennsylvania, and you know that I'm actually from Hawley, so that's kind of my stomping grounds.
We cross the river.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the river is kind of the central thing, you know.
I think I'm all tuned up here.
All right, you ready?
I could stop rambling.
I'm going
to do two more songs in a standard tuning. Awesome. And then we're going to move on, and we're going to listen to some of the original songs that my friend Stephen Fowell has written. I do have some original songs, too. I've written more songs on the keyboard and piano than I have on the guitar. Maybe we'll do that in another installment. It's interesting, when I listen to popular music, one of my favorite singers from the early part of the 20th century is a woman named Annette Hanshaw. And she started recording in the late teens, 1920 or so. And I'm going to sing a song today that I learned. She released all her original recordings on 78s. And she was accompanied by a violinist and a guitarist, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, amazing early jazz figures. And Annette Hanshaw, the song is called True Blue Lou. And it was written by three men called Robin, Coslow, and Whiting. And I think she originally recorded this song in 1932. And the song really captivates me because... In the early part of the 20th century, it was a stigma to live with a man if you were not married to him. Divorce was unheard of, and the idea of a young woman in the city who would make a commitment to live with a man without being married to him was just outrageous. This was before the days of Gloria Steinem. So this song talks about a woman in that situation.
Cool.
And it's called True Blue Lou. Down in the pool room, some of the guys were talking of gals they knew. Women are all the same, said Joe. Man ain't to hurt, said one ditzy bird. The story of True Blue Lou. Listen and get an earful, Joe. Say she was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him, she didn't know why. Never got a break except the one way down in her heart. And maybe somewhere in heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. Somewhere
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Really bluesy.
Bluesy. And along that
was
line.
Was that out of the 30s?
1932.
Yeah.
True blues.
Sounds like that.
Yeah. It's got a certain kind of cool feel.
It's that old school style.
Yeah, man. Ned Hanshaw. So another song in a kind of a bluesy vein is another favorite songwriter of mine from the West Coast up in the Marin County way, a man named Dan Hicks.
Yeah.
Famous for Dan Hicks and his hot licks. This song is from one of his early albums from the early 70s. It's kind of another bluesy song.
Cool.
Reeling down.
Lay down.
Took to rambling till I turned 21. And then I finally got a notion to make it on the run. Feeling the blues in the bottom of my shoes. Didn't I know that old rambling's good news? And I go reeling down that old. Coin in my bag, 'cause I soon got used to that same old jag, and I go reeling down that old highway, reeling, reeling down, 'cause reeling's my way, and if I don't know your name or your town. Got a good home. We'll stay there tonight. Unless you want to eat the dirt and the mud. Stay away from rambling, 'cause it gets in your blood. And you'll go reeling down that old.
You warmed up now?
Yeah, I'm kind of warmed up. Yeah. I'm kind of calmed down.
Well, we just give you a little taste of Kathy Geary here.
My friends.
Yeah, and hope you all enjoyed that as much as we did here. That was beautiful and
thanks,
fun
Steve.
And bluesy.
It was
and
a real pleasure, man.
Heartfelt.
Thank
yeah.
you so much. Well, you know what?
We'll have to have you again.
Well, thank you. We're sitting here in our little master
yeah,
studio.
Right?
We're about to change.
We're going
to
switch it up.
Change up here. We're going to switch it up. I'm going to.
Take the reins.
And he's going to slip behind the guitar.
All right. Should I put on a little Bill Monroe filler music?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Here we go, folks. A little more of that rawhide. And there's more where that came from.
Oh, that was fun. Okay. All right, here we are. We're back in the studios after a slight pause with hearing a little bit of Bill Monroe. And this is the WJFF Open Mic, Open House. I'm Kathy Geary, and I've got Stephen Faubel. Now we've switched positions here. Steve is hooking up his harmonica. And Steve is going to be playing an acoustic guitar, and he's got a friend, Miguel, with him.
I do.
Who's on mandolin.
Yep. What's up, everybody?
Hey, man.
We're back with another personality. Thank you, Miguel, for coming. We have Katie on support. And so
now the roles are reversed, Mr. Faubel. Tell us what you're about to, what are you going
to
sing?
Well, I'd like to start things off with I always like to play the freshest first, you know. You might as well get the fresh in. So this one was one that I actually wrote when I was visiting. Well, the song came out of life, real life situations. Living at, this is a more or less a squatter's cottage theme song, if you catch my drift. And I'm actually here with my associates, my cohabitator musician buddies. And so that's kind of what the song is about. It's about living and why we do what we do, why, you know. Or it's more or less a self-proclamation, I would say. And I wrote it, I wrote it when I was down in Inglewood, Florida, visiting my brother and sister down there, and had an awesome trip, and, you know, that's when songs come to you in moments of inspiration, of course. Wait, I'll start playing music, stop talking. Alright, ready? 1, 2, 1.
Thank you.
lumberjack song. Not that any of us are lumberjacks, but you know, when you got this thing called a wood stove, it becomes like, it's like the next thing to having it, maybe a pet, you know? You gotta take care of that thing. And I don't have to preach to the choir here, but so it's actually our first year of living as adults with a wood stove.
Okay.
Right? Or no one's stoking it for us, you know.
Yeah, well, I imagine there's a lot of people out there listening who are, you know, sitting right next to their wood stoves right now.
How nice is that?
Now you have a song of your own.
Yeah.
You can claim.
So all the right. deal is, like, you know, we do the lumberjack work, and then hopefully someone cleans, you know. But it's really just a joke, but it has a little truth in it.
So when you're playing and singing, you know, and you've got the harmonica going, what's that feel like? You close your eyes when you sing?
Yeah, you know, I have this thing. It's weird. I mean, you know, when you're performing, it's weird. Where do you put your eyes, you know? And
it's
do
true.
You really want to make – sometimes you see performers and they want to make direct eye contact with you or whatever, and that can be appropriate. But I've never really felt comfortable with that. Like, I kind of like – for me, when I close my eyes, I just get into that spirit of the song. Like where it first was conceived or whatever, you know, and then
it's interesting.
Keep that. I kind of just kind of go into my own zone.
There's a big difference in performing in a studio and then doing a live performance. And there's something about the radio that kind of spans both of those things because, you know, you have a sense of people listening. But for me, what you're saying is real interesting because when you close your eyes and you focus in on your own songs, you know, everybody is pulled in. To what you're doing, and it's a very strong way to connect with people, you know. And then you can always look at people, and you know, there's always a give and take between who's listening and who's playing.
I like to compare it to closing your eyes kissing.
Okay, well, that's a beautiful image.
Sorry, I'm a hidden romantic.
Give us a song. What you got?
So I got a couple tricks on my sleeve here. Now, you know, the last time we were in this situation, remember this a while back, we had Richard Travis on and you were hosting and great time and all that.
Yep.
I did omit two songs from that, which were two that I wrote in Hawaii. So we could go to Hawaii now or Hawaii after, or we could play something a little more recent. But now I said Hawaii. So
Hawaii now, please.
All right. All right. So this is kind of like a two-part thing. Both of these songs are about this place called YPO Valley, and there's actually a third part that I haven't written yet. It's in my head, but the first one's called Valley of the Kings, and it's sort of like this discovery going through darkness and coming out into this thing, and a lot of it too is it's connect. And then the second part is called YPO. And for those who don't know, YPO is I guess you'd say a sacred land for the native Hawaiians. It's where the kings used to live. It's got a lot of crazy history. It's also where there was a massacre, I believe. It's a bloody history, Hawaii, for those of you who aren't aware of it. Well, the thing about this place, so anyway, the thing about YPO, though, is it's one of those oases. Hawaii is an oasis in itself, but within that is this valley that is completely cut off from technology, from everything. And the way to get down there is this 2,000-foot vertical, like descent. And
zipline.
Yeah, or you have to. You can only do it with a four-wheel drive truck. And there's about 100 or so residents who live in the valley, and it's just a different way of life. And I spent about a week or 2 weeks, I forgot how long, in that place, and that's where I really found the sense of peace. Anyway, gonna play it. I talk too much. So anyway, this is Valley of the Kings. Valley of the Kings. Let me take the harmonica off, too. And then from there we'll go into YPO, the second part.
Bugs and dreams of shedding light upon my mind. Release the chains
thank you.
show you what I know is true, that you can live in love or fear, and all you need is right here. It's right here.
Stephen Fowell in a live performance here at WJFF.
In the raw.
In the raw. You know, two songs in a row that Mr. Fowell wrote.
Those are the YPO songs.
The Valley of the Kings was an amazing song.
Thanks.
I was really impressed by it. I felt real immediate as I was listening to it. And I forgot that we were here at the radio, and I went off into this an amazing atmosphere, and I heard I heard a lot of potential in that song for a lot of different instruments.
Yeah,
I definitely would love to hear that song fleshed out into a full production.
Well, if I've actually
it's beautiful,
been,
Steve. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Beautiful
thank
song.
You.
Beautiful
Thanks.
Song.
There's a lot in that song. I mean. So there's a lot of influences and there's a lot of emotion. I mean, it kind of comes from a sort of dark, sort of internal lost place into kind of, you know, it's sort of that thing like the phoenix from the fire. Something out of that darkness came this warmth and light, which is part of my experience in the valley.
Would be really interesting for me is, you know, you take a song like that and you could record it in so many different styles.
Yeah.
You could do a kind of a jazz spin on it. You could do an acoustic spin on it. You could do, you know, underwater strings. I'd love to hear that song developed. It's beautiful.
I've actually been in the studio with my friend Jason Merrill in Honesdale working on it. We did a little phase in the fall. Now we're kind of revisiting things, and that song in particular ended up turning into a breakbeat drums thing that we put underneath it, and has a whole different vibe. So yeah, I haven't even played this on keyboards yet, so it's still There's a lot. Yeah, I agree with you. That song could go in a lot
of
places.
Oh, it's an amazing thing. Yeah. One thing, I don't know if our listeners, you know, I don't know how you would know this, but I can tell you, Steve Fauvel is an outstanding pianist and keyboard player. Not only can he, you know, he can, like, ad-lib with the best of them, but I've heard him in a classical recital accompanying oboe and voice, and not only does he sing and play the guitar, but he's also a very educated musician. He can read charts and music. So it's a real pleasure to hear, you know, to hear your original.
That's what I do.
It's funny for me though, because I didn't sing any of my original songs today, but yeah. One thing I discovered, I'm curious if it's true for you. I have a kind of music I like to listen to. And oh my God, and I think it's just really cool. Oh my God, that's so cool. I'm going to write music just like that. And then I go to write a song, it doesn't sound anything like what I want to listen to. I have almost no choice over what comes out. Mm. And, you know, do you find that when you write a song, it's in a style that's influenced you? Or do you hear what I'm saying? Does that speak to you in any way?
So you're saying when you write that what comes out is something that...
It always sounds like a folk singer with a tambourine, no matter what I do. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
just your sound.
That's just my sound.
Well, I started writing songs. We were talking about this earlier. First song I claim is like I actually wrote was in 2005. So it's been about 7 years, you know. And I think that, you know, the idea was just... The main idea of songwriting for me, like the goal, if there was one, is to just really be yourself and be okay with that and accept yourself and let that speak. And then I find that, like, you know, whatever influences are flowing, for myself personally, I have so many different interests in music. So
I'll say
out of nowhere, something will come. Or, like, I also write, you know, I use the pen. So a lot of times, like with the Lumberjack song, it was this line, I'll be your lumberjack if you be my maid, kind of as a joke.
That was cool.
And then I had a melody, and then I was like, all right, there's a song there, and then I just need to sit down and kind of explore it.
Well, you have a lot of resources available to you when you go to write a song.
Well, you know, a lot of it is, I think, also, for me, what I like, it's really therapy. Like, I really just like to process my life through music, and songwriting is a way to really hone in on this is what I'm feeling. You know, sometimes you can find someone else's song and that will really touch a chord. But with my own stuff, it's like, so like, this is the story of my life and as it's happening, pretty much.
Right on. That speaks for art in general. It seems like we have time for another song. I'd love to hear another song.
Okay. I'm going to take one that I actually wrote on the, you know, and songs, sometimes they just kind of pour out of you, like, boom, push,
boom.
Like, I got a song. I mean, it's just like...
I got a song.
It's like, you know, however you want to think of it, like, it just pops out of you.
Some people write in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, write 4 songs in a row. Do you have a pattern?
It's really, it's an elusive beast.
I see. We don't know what
this
the pattern
thing
is.
The muse, you know.
Oh my God. He's playing with his harmonica right
sometimes
now.
Sometimes we'll get on a kick and crank a bunch of songs out. And lately it's kind of just, it really depends on inspiration and life changing events and movement. I think, like when you think about emotion, the word it's about emotional waves, you know, like emotion is emotion. So I think whenever life starts moving, and you get these, you know, the churning forces of nature going through you.
The Germans used to call that Sturm und Drang.
Yeah. When that starts churning, it's you know, the storm's coming. So it's going to come in some ways, and maybe it's going to also be that sunshine at the end of it. You know, who knows? I don't know.
Well, it's fun to hear that you can write a happy song, the Lumberjack song, and a serious song, whatever the mood strikes you.
I try to, you know, I have a melancholy tendency. I'm not going to lie. Mm. So, you know, I have to, like...
That bittersweet melancholy.
Yeah, like, I
tastes
just,
so good.
I don't put on, like, a fake pretense. Like, not that happiness is a fake pretense, but life is full of everything. So, you know, I don't strive to play happy-go-lucky sunshine songs.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do have rays of light from time to time.
Thank God. All right, anyway, so Steve Fowell in another song.
I like
song.
Life, like music. It's all good. All right. Anyway, this one's called Rooftop, and I wrote it on the roof of a loft in Brooklyn, Bushwick, that is.
Yeah,
Stockholm
man.
Street, Tea Factory, word. Here we
all
go.
Right.
One, two. It's in C.
WJFM, first Saturday of every month, with your host Stephen Fowell, just singing for us one of his original songs. Beautiful, Stephen.
Thank you. Sorry to take too long.
Stay tuned. Coming up here on WJFF for the Splendid Table, followed later at 5 p.m. by All Things Considered. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and